The current law that regulates payday loans this past 2 years before I entered the House, I'm told that the Catholic Conference and other faith-based group and the industry came together on an agreement on our current law. At that time, it appeared to be a good compromise. 4 years later, I became chairman of financial institutions in the House, and during my 6 years there, I saw a need for change. The minority leader, the industry, myself, and others worked out several issues, but the executive branch is not on board, and the issue is not addressed. Now, 6 years later, I worked with all the parties involved and got to even have the endorsement of the silver hair legislators on Senate Bill 694. I'd like to explain a little bit about this bill and how it will completely change the payday loan industry and how it does business in the state of Missouri. Number one, it raises the annual fee from $300 to $500 per year. This will help the Division of Finance. And that we've seen the number of these drop. They've dropped from approximately approaching 1,200 down into the 900s. So this would be an increase of fees that they're willing to pay from $300 to $500 yearly. It adds language that posted in the lobby. Currently, they have to post a lobby in there with the APR. This adds language that they shall post a lobby, including the dollar charge for $100. Probably the most important part about this bill, it does not allow rollovers. There's absolutely no rollovers, none. The loan must be paid before 24 hours a new loan could be made. Law allows only one payday loan at a time, no multi-loans. It requires the lender to offer an extended payment plan if the borrower does not repay the loan within an agreed time frame, and only one EPP, extended payment plan, can be offered during a 12-month period. During the extended payment plan, the borrower will be allowed to make four equal payments during their four pay periods. If the borrower gets paid semi-monthly, he will have four paydays, 60 days, to pay the amount of the loan. If he gets paid every month, he will have 120 days to pay this. 120 days would be the maximum. There's no interest or fees that would be charged during this extended payment plan. None. No interest, no fees. The borrower can do this one extended payment plan a year, only one. The licensee shall post in the lobby on brochure and all the on the sign on brochures on the counters about the EPP, the extended payment plan. And again, no interest can be charged or fees during this time. Originally the bill had in there they may offer it. This changed it where they shall offer it. Internet lenders will now be required to be licensed in Missouri and comply with state law. Several years ago, I talked to a professional football player, Willie Green, and he was talking about how North Carolina, whenever they outlawed payday loan companies, they went offshore. And then people would then be contacted by ships offshore. That information would be sent to South Africa, considering all their vital information, their bank accounts, et cetera, like that. So that information was put out there to a third party in South Africa to handle this before they could handle it. We don't want to see this. We want the internet loan companies to be regulated by the state of Missouri. And the lender shall use all consumer notices on their advertising. The lender shall not threaten. If he does so knowingly, he will be subject to penalty of three times the amount of the check to pay off the payday loan amount. And the lender must comply with the Fair Debt Collection Practice Act. Again, during the collection process, no interest or fees may be charged after the expiration date of the original loan.